Hello, this is Dr. Ken Engel, dictating an endoscopy report on St. Abel Tucson, date of birth 11-3-1956, date of procedure March 14, 2024. Physician is Dr. Ken Engel, referring physician is Dr. Jean Charles Gutteridge. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication is GERD refractory to PPI. Description, procedure, informed consent. Also for indications, add abdominal pain. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, surgery, oral expenses, patient period, the patient's breath, and endoscopy. So we place in the foot position series for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care period, a little bit of posterior gastric glue, person introduced into the esophagus and advanced direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made at the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus period, a retroflex, who was obtained at the cardio period, or sexual from the stomach before withdrawal, the scope period, the patient taught the procedure well from it, without any complications. Findings, the proximal metesophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a large paraesophageal hernia noted from 35 to 45 centimeters from the pipe block, comma, 10 centimeters total. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular at 35 centimeters from pipe block, approximately, prog C0M1.5. With multiple tongues of salmon-colored mucosa, comma, biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of a distal gastric body nodule, approximately 13 millimeters in size, comma. This was fairly mobile, and bite-on-bite biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema, diffusely, comma, biopsies are obtained in the antrum body separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend endoscopic ultrasound of the gastric nodule. Comma, we'll discuss this further on follow-up with the patient in the clinic. Next line, recommend either barium esophagram or CT with IV and oral contrast to further delineate the anatomy of the paraesophageal hernia. Next line, likely the paraesophageal hernia is exacerbating the reflux symptoms, comma, if this is truly bothersome to the patient, would recommend surgical eval, comma, we'll discuss on follow-up with the patient. Next line, anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line, continue PPI daily. To be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.